Hello, people. This is the fourth episode of Introvertism. It is also our 1 year anniversary on this day of recording. I don't know how long it'll take me to do the editing, but today's our 1 year anniversary. How does that feel?
It honestly feels the same as every other day. I mean,
yeah.
it's just been like the episodes are so diverse.
Yeah,
it's not the right word.
No, I mean,
spread
no.
out.
Yeah,
is diverse.
Yeah,
the right word?
Diverse in time.
Diverse in time. That I mean, I guess they're also diverse in topic.
Yeah, it's we in the whole first year of us recording, we did three episodes. I don't know why I was going to say we did one episode. We definitely did not do only one episode.
We did three episodes
in a whole year. That's kind of, yeah, so.
Yeah, I've had fun doing these.
I know, we've all seen, so I guess we just do the general talk about new types of stuff we've read, seen, whatever.
Yeah.
I know we both watched Free Guy. That's the only thing that comes to the top of my head that I know that both of us have watched.
What did you think of it?
I really liked it. I thought it was really good.
I feel like it
was.
I mean, the plot line was very generic. Like it was.
It was very generic, but they, for being like
well
such
done.
A generic thing, it was well done.
I agree. Especially the. I mean, I'm kind of biased. I think you know this, considering that like there was a lot of YouTubers in it that I was very excited to see. In my technology class,
mm-hmm. Like at school?
Yeah. We were learning about cybersecurity and like your digital footprint and that you like leave stuff behind no matter what you say or what you do to delete it.
Yeah.
And he was like, okay, so let's Google me. As in
okay.
me being my teacher. And so we're looking through it and he's like, there's also this YouTube channel that I made that's like I made in like college, like when my teacher was in college.
Yeah.
And he was like, I don't know, we just had to find some way to digitally present something. So so he made a YouTube channel and he was like, it only has like 2 subscribers. And within like, within like the week, the channel had like 28 subscribers. Like our entire class subscribed to my teacher.
That's kind of funny.
Which, it's hilarious, because the last video uploaded was, like, 2018.
I mean, that's not too horribly long ago.
I mean,
it was before I started making YouTube. I started making YouTube videos in 2019.
I mean, but it was also a high school, college project.
Yeah.
And it wasn't actually really a YouTube video. It was something for him to turn into a teacher, so.
Yeah. Still, though, that's kind of fun. It's like, your subscribers is tripled by, like, 15 times what it used to be because all your students.
I'm not going to say his channel name, but
obviously,
dude, that channel was, like, the fastest growing channel in the world for a half a second.
I find that unlikely.
It was really funny, too, because, like, the entire class, he was like, okay, everybody turn off your laptops, and he started presenting his thing, but, like, everybody turned on their laptops when, like, he said that he had a YouTube channel. It, like, throughout the entire class, it was like, I subscribed! No, I subscribed!
That's funny. Fighting over who is the most loyal to subscriber to the teacher's old YouTube channel.
Any other interesting stuff that we've both seen?
No. I know, I saw Black Widow, but I know you didn't see that.
I haven't, dude.
It
I
was
have
really.
Not.
It was way better than I expected. That's obviously all I'm gonna say. But
thank you. I haven't caught up with any like the, which I've seen it kind of out of order. I've seen Loki. You've seen Loki too, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. There's something we've both seen. The Loki. Well, what did you think of that TV
spoilers,
show?
Spoilers for Loki.
Yes. Yeah, spoilers for Loki ahead.
I thought it was good. I thought the finale was awful, though.
I totally agree.
I think it was as good as every other episode. I just think as a finale,
it was not
a
good finale. Like, all the three Marvel shows, like, none, all of their finales were, like, so, like, not good finales. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Just mainly because, like, for me, it was just the finale. I feel like finales are supposed to wrap up what's happening in that season and then make you excited to go to the next season when it comes out.
Yeah.
Because I feel really like it didn't do any of those. So, like, I feel like the first season had, like, many plot points. It was, like, Loki and Sylvie. It was what's going on with the TVA. Like, are they actually deviants? Blah, 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 blah. And, like, I feel like there was a ton of different smaller, like, arcs. And I feel like it didn't wrap up any of those, and it just created more questions.
Yeah. I totally, none of the finales were good. Like, the Falcon and Winter Soldier finale was so bad.
Be careful, man.
I know you didn't see it. I'm not going to say anything. But the finale was just so bad.
Yeah, it's... Which kind of leads into a point of... I'm scared for Marvel. I have very low expectations for the future of Marvel. Just because... I just think that, like, I don't know how to say this, the majority of what was happening with Marvel has been wrapped up, and they didn't leave much behind to continue. Does that make sense? Like...
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
The characters that they had that they were going, using well, they kind of got rid of.
Yeah.
And then... the characters they left behind, they didn't give them enough foundation to let them
to make them the main characters, which is now what they're trying to do.
Because I think the closest right now to a main arc is honestly Spider-Man. He has two movies. Yeah. He has a decent foundation in what's already going
on. Yeah, for sure. He's definitely the. The biggest Marvel character, which I'm excited for No Way Home.
I'm scared, but
I'm excited to see how it turns out.
Just because, like, did you enjoy Homecoming or Far From Home more?
Homecoming, for sure.
I agree. I think the second movie... was worse than the first movie, and I'm scared that if the trend continues in that fashion, the third movie will be worse than the second, which is worse than the first.
Yeah. So yeah, if that trend continues. But there is totally a lot of, like, trilogies where the second movie is the worst. I think it happens all the time.
I mean, I'm specifically thinking of Thor. I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah, Thor.
Dark World is, like, the worst Marvel movie.
It's still a good movie, but in terms of Marvel movies...
I mean, it's a good movie, depending your description of good movie.
Like, if somebody turns it on, I'm not gonna, like, leave.
Sure, I will not leave. But if somebody's like, hey, do you wanna, like, I don't know... come over and watch Thor Dark World, I'd be like, can we watch something else?
Yeah. Yeah,
if they're like, no, I really want to watch this, it's like my first time. See, then I'd be like, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not gonna
but
turn
like, if
it,
they've already seen it, it's like, are you sure there's not something else you want to watch?
Yeah. So I'm just... I need another good, I guess... foundation already set in is Thor, but I'm very scared for Thor as well.
Yeah.
Mainly because
I do not have high expectations for Love and Thunder.
I'm not gonna say anything, but like I've read the Thor comics.
It's with the you can definitely tell where it's going if you're familiar with the universe.
Like. So I don't know if they're going to follow the exact comic.
I assume they won't. They've never have before.
They never have, but they've taken heavy inspiration in the past.
Which I'm assuming is what this will be.
And so, considering that who they've said is casted in the movie, who they've said that they're casted as, you can figure out what comic plot line it's from. Mm. And, the thing is, it's a really good comic plot line. I'm being extremely vague here. Mm. It's a very good
comic. Because obviously, it would be a spoiler for literally pretty much everyone.
The entire movie.
And the movie hasn't even come out yet.
Like, I think it'd be it's a harder plot line to convert into a movie without ruining the universe that they've already created.
I'm sure you know more than I do, but I know kind of vaguely what it's...
I feel like I've vaguely told you what happens. Have I? I can't remember.
I don't think you have, but I think we're thinking of the same. Like, I'm familiar with the universe and stuff, and I'm pretty sure we've mentioned this, and we know that we are thinking the same thing. Because there's the cast is out, so you know what characters are going to be in it. And
so, I don't know. I think it's hard. Though, the interesting thing is the, once again, Loki spoilers, end of Loki completely, like, blowing open the multiverse.
Mm-hmm. That's just so that they can make, like, there you can see they're really stretching it already, like,
yeah.
Spoilers for Marvel again. Loki was actually, dead, and he still got his own TV show, so did
Black Widow. Like, yeah, I think it's hard at this point, like, to, I don't know, they killed off, like, half of their major cast.
Yeah.
And then the characters that they did leave behind, they're already making new movies for them, but they're characters, but they feel such, like, side characters that it's, like, hard to dig yourself in and be invested. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get what you mean.
Even with, like, real world, because, like, Black Panther 2. I was so excited for that. It's kind of hard to do a Black Panther 2
when the main actor is not alive.
Yeah. So now they're doing, it's Wakanda Forever, and I think it's following the, don't quote me on this, it's following Shuri, which, I mean, there's not much else they could do since the movie was already green-lighted, so they kind of had to do something.
Yeah.
But, like, my excitement for the movie dropped by quite a bit.
Yeah, well, obviously.
I mean, so, I'm just thinking, like, long-term, I don't think Marvel is going to continue doing as well as it has done in the past.
Well, yeah, you can't, like, that's not a thing that you could keep going on forever.
I mean, they,
like, obviously it will have to end at some point, and they're gonna try to stretch it as far as they can because they will make billions of dollars.
They'll still make tons of money.
Yeah. They're Marvel and people will watch anything that they make.
Exactly. Like, I just think, like, it's hard because they finale'd the series. They finale'd it, went, oh, crud, we can't finale this series. It's making a ton of money. And then they backtracked.
Yeah.
It's like, and we're done. Like, they finished with Endgame and then decided,
we need to keep going somehow.
We need to keep going somehow. Wait, we killed everybody. Make movies about the dead people.
Yeah. Lots of prequels.
Lots of prequels and expectations for semi-decent sequels. And semi-decent is putting it pretty lightly.
Yeah.
So that's my expectations for
I totally agree with you. I think, you know, obviously it's getting, you know, the finale has already happened, so it's can't really go uphill anymore.
Yeah, it's... I mean, I don't know. It's completely possible. There's been times in the past where movies have completely subverted my expectations, and, like, maybe they're gonna get a whole new character arc, and it will completely get me hyped for the future series.
But
I don't think that's gonna happen.
That's probably unlikely.
But if it does, I will be joyfully surprised.
Agreed. Oh yeah, we were talking about Spider-Man. What? Obviously, wait, how many? One, two. There was two Amazing Spider-Man movies, right?
God dang it! What is his name? It's not Tobey Maguire. It's
Andrew Garfield.
Andrew Garfield.
There was two. Yeah. He had two, right?
Yeah, it was the Lizard
Tobey
one.
Tobey Maguire had three, and okay.
It was Lizard and Electro for Amazing Spider-Man. Then it was for Tobey Maguire's. It was the first one was his first villain. The second one was, God dang it, I can't actually remember any of them. No, the second one was Doc Ock.
I was gonna say Venom, but I'm thinking of the wrong Spider-Man.
No, the third one was Venom, Green Goblin, and what's his name? Sandman.
Yeah.
What was the first one? Was it one of the already established characters? I don't think it was.
Don't know. I can't remember.
Ooh, actually, now that I think about it, Venom. Have you seen the first Venom?
I have not seen any of the Venom movies.
What?
I know.
I was about to say there's the Venom Carnage movie coming out, and I'm really excited for it.
It looks pretty cool.
You haven't seen the first one, though.
I have not seen the first
one. You're not allowed to watch it now, because I'm going to come over to your house, and we should watch it together.
Got it.
That is an amazing movie that I want to see your reaction to. I mean, it's not... There's some not as great parts, but, like, overall, good movie.
Got it. I mean, that's kind of all movies, right? Like... There's some not great parts.
I mean,
all good movies, there's some not great parts. Like,
no, Inception's pretty good.
Yeah, it is.
I can't think of any bad parts in that movie.
I can't either.
We covered this last episode, but
our last episode was titled Inception.
Inception and my extreme bias towards everything and anything in that movie.
It is. It's a really good movie. But...
It is. Like Inception, but it's. I was gonna say like Inception, but better. But I'm gonna say it's like Matrix, but better. Which might annoy some people, but it's better than Matrix.
Inception is.
Yes.
They're pretty close for me. I would probably say Inception's better, but that they're both really good movies.
Ooh, have you seen Have you seen Tenet?
No, I have not.
That's
and you mean Tenet, not Tenant. Tenet is the person who lives in a house.
There's
an rented.
N in that movie title.
No, it's... Yeah, but it's Tenet. It's not Tenant.
It's Tenant.
It's T-E-N-E-T.
Yeah, it's an anagram. Not an anagram, it's a... What's it called? When you, like, it's the same backwards as it is forward.
Why can't I remember what it's called?
There's no way in the last one we recorded was in April. There has to be something interesting that you've done.
Yeah,
Ooh, I got something. I actually haven't. I haven't said how I broke my head.
Oh, yeah, you did break your head.
I got a... I fell and
no,
got
no,
a...
No, you need to explain how you fell if you're gonna...
Okay, fine. Okay, so I was... Let me just preface the story with, I am completely fine. And I am in... I would... Yeah, I'm fine.
The majority of the people knowing this, like, hearing this, have already heard this story, so...
Yeah, I mean, yeah. But, so I was, it was a year, there was no way that I haven't told this story. But I guess it was the end of the year. So it was last year.
Yeah, it would have been like right after we recorded the last episode, probably.
Yeah. So it was last year, and we were out to recess.
Back in the good old days.
Back in the good old days. Is your high school that depressing?
Well, we don't have recess.
Whatever. I was out to recess, and I don't actually do anything at recess. I just bring a book outside and read. I'm boring and lame.
Except you were doing something at recess is the thing.
So, I'm out to recess, and I want to... I'm kind of just chilling, and so what I decide to do is I decide to, instead of just reading all recess, I decide to take a stick that I have. This, now that I just say this out loud, it's such a bad idea. I take a stick, it's like curved like a cane, I'm trying to think of how to describe it. It's like a hook. It's like a hook at the end. It's completely straight. It's a really sturdy stick. And
but evidently not.
No. The stick is completely fine.
Oh,
but the tree that I decide to use this stick to climb, there's this little tiny shoot off the side of the tree. Like, it's a... I would say, like, the beginnings of a branch. Like, tiny. It's like, I'd say like a foot long little tiny stick growing off of the tree. So I decide to hook this stick around this little tree twig. And then like, I imagine like James Bond climbing up a building. I like fully support my weight on this stick and start like wall walking up this tree while holding this stick that is being supported, keep in mind, by a tiny, like, 1 foot twig. The twig just got smaller. But, like, it's tiny. There is, if you saw it now, if I said, you, like, grab the stick and climb up the tree using that twig, you would say, no, I would die. Me, in that instance, was like, no, this is a great idea. So I did that. I got 1 foot onto the tree. I'm doing fine. Then I decide to take a second foot off the ground and fully wall walk up this tree, which the tree went, guess what, sucker? I can't hold up 90 pounds. And then the twig snapped. Now, normally, that's where it ends. I fall, I'm embarrassed, the person behind me was like, ha, you fell. Guess what? No, because this could only get worse. I decided to do this right behind a metal above ground well. This is pretty much just this like pipe sticking out of the ground. So when I decided to wall walk up this whatever you call it, tree.
You couldn't remember that word tree.
I couldn't. Okay, hey. Maybe I'm still suffering from I fell back, and I hit my head on this pipe. And now, normally, that's not good. But I so overreacted to the situation, which, I mean, I fell and hit my head. But, like, you know, whatever. The person behind me was like, oh my god, are you okay? And I was like, no, I'm not okay. And, fun fact, my front two teeth, this is a whole separate story, but my front two teeth are... fake. They are, well, not the entire tooth, like half of each of my front two teeth are fake. So it just kind of just become first nature for whenever I fall or hurt myself or so on and so forth, the first thing I do is I check that my teeth are still, like, in my mouth. I do that, and then I go, God dang, my head hurts. And I reach back, and if anybody listening, and you, press on your head, you can feel your skull, right?
Yeah.
I reach back to where I hit my head, and I'm guessing it was just because I was bleeding, but I pressed, and I could not feel, or it was maybe I was just in pain, so I wasn't, like, I was in shock, so I wasn't really feeling anything, but I pressed where, like, I hit myself, and I thought I could not feel my skull. So, like, in my mind, here's what I'm imagining. There's, like, a triangle, like, I'm imagining that there's, like, a literal hole in my skull. So now I'm in 8th grade, and the person standing behind me is in, like, 6th. So I run all the way across this, like, field and go up to my teacher. I'm like, Mrs. whatever her name was, we'll call her Mrs. Jumpy. So I run up to Mrs. Jumpy and I yell, there is a hole in my head. Now, you should know, Mrs. Jumpy was jumpy. You know what? That's a perfect word to describe her. Whenever I do things that I probably shouldn't be doing, she goes, hey, you probably shouldn't be doing that because it's dangerous. And she usually freaks out when I do things. So her student running up to her and yelling, I have a hole in my head, she promptly freaks out. Like, what do you mean you have a hole in your head? Now, the teacher next to her, we'll call him Mr. Brave, he was, I am very glad he was next to her, because he goes, okay, wait, calm down, wait, what happened? I'm like, there's a hole in my head. They're like, what are you talking about? And I'm just convinced that there is a literal hole in my skull.
That would be very bad.
Which would be very bad. But it turns out there was just a giant cut in the back of my head, which is also very bad, but nowhere near as bad as a hole in your skull. So, I almost passed out. I did not pass out, though. They had to call an ambulance. I got 3 staples. Technically, I got 7 staples.
But they had to remove them and to change them out, right?
3 of them because they pinched my hair into my staple and it was pinching on it. So they had to remove, like, 2 of them and then redo it, which sucked. I will tell you, removing staples is completely fine. It didn't hurt at all. But when they remove staples right after they put them in and then remove them again and then put another one in...
That doesn't sound fun.
No, it was not. But I'm fine now. That was an experience. Don't... Before you climb a tree, that's the lesson. Before you climb a tree, decide, can this tree support however much I weigh?
Most people don't climb trees that way.
Okay.
Most people would actually climb and not try to walk up the side of it. Not try to
James Bond their way up the tree.
Yeah.
Okay, I feel like you're thinking that this is my fault. I'm blaming the tree.
I'm definitely blaming you, I'm just gonna be honest.
Okay, you can blame me, I'll blame the tree. Nobody's right, nobody's wrong.
That's debatable. I got a digital piano. That's what happened to me.
Ooh. Digital piano? Yeah. Do you know how to play the piano?
Yes, I do know how to play No, I got a piano, and I can't play the piano.
I don't know. You
might You do have... know, though.
I don't, though. I didn't know that you could play the piano.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't!
Yes, you did!
No, you know how to... Actually, I don't know what you can do.
I can't play it by ear, but I can play the piano. Like, I can't. I'm not one of those.
Yeah, I guess you. I guess you can. You do have a piano downstairs too.
Not anymore. Yeah, We're getting rid of it. Like, right now.
Is there somebody downstairs getting rid of it?
Well, no, but we're in the process of trying to get rid of it.
I'm just. Never mind.
You know, I'll play something on the piano for you.
Oh, everybody, listen up. We have.
Alright, it's kind of far away, so I'm gonna turn up the volume, alright?
Okay, let's hear it.
What should I?
I wanna hear Mozart's 7th Symphony.
Yes, Mozart's 7th Symphony, got it.
As we wait for him to learn the 7th Symphony, we have an ad brought to you by our sponsor, me. We don't have a sponsor. It's kind of sad.
It's not really that sad.
Oh, it's so sad. If anybody wants to sponsor us, you know, like, Google.
Google would Amazon. Work. I'd also take Tesla or SpaceX. If SpaceX wants to sponsor us...
Would you accept Amazon?
No. Actually, yes, probably. Because, you know, money.
We just sound like jerks now. It's like, you know what, I don't really want Amazon. Bezos, you're a good guy. I mean,
this is what, except not really. He's really not.
Except for
I
know, not really.
I just lost our Amazon sponsorship, but he's really not a good guy.
Yeah, dude, you gotta cater to the sponsors.
No, we're catering to Tesla. We need a Tesla sponsorship.
Oh, Elon Musk, I love your child's name.
I know, it's so great. It's the
whatever
most
anybody
creative.
Says about your child, they're wrong.
Yes. It's... Okay, it is time for
the 7th Symphony.
Yes, definitely the 7th Symphony. That's totally what I'm going to play.
Okay, let's hear it. That I feel like I know that, but
it's the opening chords, the sugar we're going down.
Oh, I would never have guessed that.
I might have messed up a little bit, but that's basically what it was.
What else have we done? I mean,
what are some other interesting things that have happened?
I feel like this just proves how boring we are. We should do more.
It's not that we're boring, at least not that I'm boring. It's that it's just not things to talk about on a podcast. Like,
the things that I could talk about, nobody would find interesting.
Well, what could you talk about?
So the latest updates in anime, everybody.
Oh, yay.
So there's been a new episode of Konosuba that has come out. The voice acting has been superb.
First NHL preseason games of the season were last night. I'm embarking on a big project. I'm attempting to predict the outcomes of every NHL preseason and regular season and playoff game of the entire season. I have a spreadsheet going. With the games on it, so only two games have happened so far, obviously both preseason, and I predicted the winner of both of them correctly, just saying. There's a bunch more games today, there's a lot of games today, so I'm sure I'll get at least one wrong today, but so far we're at 100%. okay, what's something we could talk about? Oh, yes, what are your opinions on the Oxford comma?
My opinions on the Oxford comma? I think it's dumb, and I think it shouldn't exist.
Yes, okay, argument time. I think that the Oxford comma is great.
As in, like, okay, I might have actually misspoke. I think, like, do you think that there should be a comma after and?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I thought you used... I thought you thought that it, I thought...
I misspoke.
The last time we talked, like, we argued about this, like, a couple years ago. You sided with our teacher. You thought that it was stupid.
What are you talking about? I think the Oxford comma should always exist. I think people, and every example proves that it should exist.
Okay, I agree with, okay, then we agree. Okay, now there's not much else to talk about. We need to disagree on something, then we could talk for longer about it. Okay, so we forgot to record a proper outro when we were recording this podcast, so now it's like 2 weeks later, and while I'm editing this, and so here's your outro. That's the end of the podcast. Thank you for listening. We will see you next time.